Clubhouse.
This is Caroline.
Hey, this is Aisha.
Welcome to RuPaul Drag Race All-Star Season 5, Episode 5, Snatch Game of Love.
We are ready for some Snatch Game, baby.
I'm so excited. I've never actually got to witness a Snatch Game, Aisha. And this week we have a special guest with us.
Yes, we do. Can I introduce her?
Please do, Shanita.
All right. I just got to tell everybody, I'm super excited. We have one of my dear friends. I've known her for, gosh, I don't know how many years, probably going on 6, 7, 8 years now. She is probably one of the most knowledgeable people I know about RuPaul's Drag Race and All Stars and all things drag and just fabulousness. Miss Mary Cable, thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to share my drag knowledge.
The world needs to hear all your knowledge in this one podcast, if you can even get it all out.
I'll try.
If that's possible. Rue knowledge.
How do you people know each other? What's your scene? And like, Mary, what brings you to RuPaul?
I met Aisha dancing. I grinded up on Aisha. No, I'm just kidding. We are fellow Zumba instructors and we have traveled together. So that's when you know you really like someone.
That's right.
Travel. You got to share a bathroom.
We've shared bathroom. We've shared beds. I learned from Aisha that you must bring pajamas on a trip. I didn't know that before. So I now bring pajamas whenever
this
we go.
This is very true. I was shocked. It was shock and awe when I first met Mary. And I thought, I wear pajamas when I hang out with people. I didn't know that we weren't supposed to, that was optional.
And Mary was like, yo, I'm natural. I do my thing. I come into this world like this and I go to sleep in the world like this.
Like literally, she came out of the bathroom with her, what I would call like a summer dress, but it was her nightgown. Literally said, where are you going? Like, where are you going? We're all going to bed. I really thought she was like going to go like leave the hotel room, like go down the hall.
Mary, one time she came out in a kimono and I was like, I don't know if you're trying to seduce me, but I'm not sure what's happening here, girl.
Yes. So the next time I made sure to bring a nightgown and wasn't approved by Aisha because it was see-through.
It was
unapproved. Said bring pajamas.
Mary is all about bringing the nips and just whatever she wants on vacation. She's like, did I pack my nips? Mm-hmm. I did.
Mm-hmm. She needs to pack light. So there was just like no pajamas.
No room for underwear or anything else.
None of it. But there's plenty of room for highlighter and bronzer.
Exactly.
All the colors of lip. Stick you need.
Exactly. She makes up for it in her 15 bags of makeup that she brings along for just a weekend.
I see clearly why you've been invited to RuPaul's Drag Race this week. Exactly. I see it's all clear to me.
I did look when they were like showing them get ready. I always look at their products. Vanji uses Kat Von D foundation. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that? With her janky ass bag.
Oh my God, it was so dirty.
And those brushes that have not been washed in God knows how long.
Mm-hmm. I got one word for y'all, bacteria. Mm-hmm. It's a scene
just
up in there.
Bacteria up in our face.
Are you guys familiar with Snatch Game?
I have seen lots of snatches, yes.
I love that. Aisha?
Yes.
Somewhat familiar? Are you newer to Snatch or?
I would say that I'm like medium.
Medium, if you will.
Medium Snatch Game.
You're like Snatch Light.
Yeah, Snatch Light. I'd say I probably have seen a good four to five of them. That's not bad, right?
That sounds like you have far outdone me. This was my first Snatch, y'all. I'm a virgin snatcher.
Yeah. We popped your snatch cherry.
Y'all did. Y'all really did.
That's amazing.
Thank you for being gentle.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You let me cry afterwards and I appreciate that. You didn't judge me. Speaking of judges, who was on this week?
All right. So this week we had two judges to the panel and, you know, I love it when they have two. So the first one was Tommy Dorfman. He is from 13 Reasons Why. A cutie patootie, Jeffrey Boyers Chapman, and he is from American Horror Story fame.
They were not my favorite judges.
And they were not that great. I just think he was absolute. I think Jeffrey is just adorable. He's also one of the judges on Canada's Drag Race that just premiered. So I think they have a little thing, which we need to talk about a little later.
I felt like
it was a waste of a Snatch Game judges.
Do you think that they just weren't the right ones?
Yes.
Okay. Talk to us, Mary. What should a Snatch Game judge embody?
I feel like they need to be older and have like seen some shit and like know the people. Like, do you really think they knew Eartha Kitt? Or do they just know Eartha Kitt from the previous drag queens that knew Eartha Kitt?
Good point. We feel you, Mary. We feel you. Okay, so they should be a little more seasoned, a little bit more like ready to tear these queens up a little bit, I think. Because they really didn't, right?
Like, I don't think they really even knew who Flava Flav was.
Oh, I kind of guessed that too.
Girls, let me tell you, I was watching that with my 17-year-old and she's like, who's Flava Flav? And I was like, oh, pause it. And then I realized while I'm explaining who Flava Flav is, that she's not the only one who doesn't know. I mean, it's like when you just said that, it clicked. There's got to be a bunch of people who are like, who the fuck is Flava Flav?
Well, and that's so sad because Shay did such a kick-ass Flava Flav that it's like, that's a shame that you don't know how good that is.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't know who that is. It's like us with Madison Beer.
Mary, did you have a moment about Madison Beer, or were you like just all about it?
I'm indifferent.
Indifferent? Well, that's kind, because I would say we were also indifferent to non-plus, I would say. I was all of those.
We just didn't know who she was, and so I guess it's the same thing, right?
Right.
You know,
we're like, what are you doing here, little girl?
And so, you've like, lost the young way. Yes, so like these young ones will pick like Jeffree Star, and to older queens, we're like, okay, that's not fun. Like, that's not a personality to us.
What were they doing with that?
And then you end up going like, who? I mean, I know because, again, makeup whore, but
but messy. Yeah. I mean,
not exciting.
Yeah, I mean, part of the idea of when you're picking a celebrity to impersonate is that there should be some obvious things about them so that you can go about it. If you're choosing someone like Jeffree Star, I mean, you better like lean into it. You know, you can't just be like just surface Jeffree Star, because we don't know Jeffree Star enough for you to do a light version.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal with Snatch Game. When you choose the celebrity to personify, you need to know everything about them. Those are the queens that do the best. When you know that celebrity inside and out, all of their little intricacies, all their things that make them tick. If you pick somebody that you kind of know or you sort of know, it does not work at all. And I feel like that's what India did. She just fucked up Jeffree Star completely because she kind of had a idea of what he's like, but not really, you know what I mean? So it didn't come across funny, or she knew who he wasn't at all.
I have a lot of questions, to be honest with you, about old India.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
Before we get deep into Snatch Game, I want to talk a little bit about the scenes from last week and our aftermath of the vote. This entire realizing that Mayhem had voted for herself. What did you guys think of that? And like, just generally speaking, hashtag power bottom issues here.
Mayhem voting for herself. Like I said last week, I thought that was just like the craziest way to go out. I mean, you're on All Stars. You're doing your thing. Mayhem, why would you give up like that? I just don't feel like it was her time to just give in and give up. And I'm really kind of disappointed.
Absolutely. Even if I knew I fucked up and I was the worst one, I would still never vote for myself. What a waste.
Why are
what
you even here? If you're going to, like, if you would ever put your name in the box, you should not have come on a reality show when you have that type of self-esteem issues, my friend. Okay. You got to come in strong, full of confidence, right? Like, more than enough to not pick your own fucking lipstick out and stick it in the box.
Yeah, you fake it till you make it.
Hell yes. And like,
it was a waste.
Damn, Mayhem. I felt like it affected the other queens because I felt like they were like, do what? Like, you actually fucking voted for yourself. Could you imagine if going forward, do you think any of them would have that choice even in their mind?
No, it's a competition. So. No, why would you sit out on your own competition? Again, a waste. A waste.
Especially when it's All Stars. This is like, you know, these are supposed to be the top queens of all of the drag races. They're handpicked by Ru for what they've done, what they've brought to the table. And if they do that, then it's just like, it's just like shitting on Ru, saying, you know what, whatever you decided to do, you picked me, it wasn't worth it. Like, I'm just giving up. And that probably says something. That's like That's like saying to your boss, you know what? I know you hired me, but I'm going to just totally shit on this job and then leave and then hope you try and hire me back in the future. Good luck with that, Mayhem. Let's see how that happens.
Damn, that's a good
point. You saw what happened.
Right? But does that like, do you think you get on the shit list? If you vote yourself out, do you think that like Rue ever looks your way again?
Maybe. It makes good TV.
Sure does. But I think Rue will remember that crap.
Man, Aish, we have talked about for the last couple of weeks about India and her hashtag power bottom. You guys, mm-hmm. The fuck about India? I mean, the actual fuck. Like, how is she just like feeling her bottomness here and being like, this is where I am and this is where I am going to be? What the fuck?
The whole thing has been like, you win a challenge, you go to the bottom. You win a challenge, you go to the bottom. It's this pattern, right? She's on the bottom. I kept saying she's like Teflon because nothing seems to be sticking to her. It happened. Now she's feeling that, like, she's felt that tension of being on the bottom and seeing all the eyes on her, people starting to realize, like, hey, you're skating by here. It's not good anymore. I think from the beginning of that episode, she was not going to do well. I just had this feeling like it just was not going to be her day.
I am not a fan of India, but if I were a queen on the show, I would keep her in because I'm always going to do better. I would be one of those queens that I'm going to go for the top. I'm going to knock the top bitch down and I'm going to put the lipstick in. I'm going to play mm-hmm. dirty.
See, we were talking about that.
I would also want to win. So I would keep India around, annoying as fuck as she is, because I would always do better.
Buffer, 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 right? Anytime you're in a fucking reality show, you got to keep that person who is obviously lame right up next to you.
Drag their ass.
Right. And anytime anyone looks at you, you just like shove their nasty ass face right in the way. And you're like, oh, take the bullet for me there, India. OK, because you're my buffer.
And all you say is like, oh, but I wasn't India. And then you just move the fuck on.
Oh, my God. It's so fucking true. So let's jump on into the maxi challenge. This time we had Snatch Game of Love and we had our prom queen fantasy runway show. Which one was your favorite? Did you enjoy the Snatch Game more or the runway more?
Ooh, good question. I think I really enjoyed the Snatch Game because I have not laughed like that in a Snatch Game in a little while.
Yeah, I agree. It was a good Snatch Game. A few were good. And then, but then it's also entertaining to see the ones who bomb.
True. How bad do you bomb? That's the point.
Well, like India, if you're going to be a makeup guru, do better makeup.
Oh, that was terrible. I could not wait to talk about this. What was that mess?
Oh, it was bad.
Like, we're just going to just call this the India episode, guys. I feel like...
And it's so not even fair to Shay, because it should be the Shay one.
I know. We need to highlight her for sure. But I feel like she like overplayed Jeffree Star's look. Okay, here's my own opinion on Jeffree Star. I don't like his makeup in the first place. I'm not a big fan of his look.
Just throwing that out there.
His personal look when he does his own makeup. So when she did her makeup to look like that, I was like, it was even worse in my opinion.
It was like the dollar store version of it.
Thank you. That was perfect.
It might have even been like Dollar General. Like not even the dollar store, because that's like name brand. This is like a sidestep Dollar General.
Yes, like Jeffree, I'm not a fan of Jeffree Star, but he does his own look. At least he does it well. It was like India didn't have a beauty blender. Is what it looked
yes,
like
and you know what the solution was for that? Just add more foundation and more foundation and more foundation. And just, it could be 3 to 4 inches thick, give or take like a centimeter. It was so fucking thick.
It was just bad.
Looked like shit,
y'all.
It was
real bad.
Like shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just gonna throw that out there. I'm so glad we went directly there. Because I was like, oh, I cannot wait to talk about how shitty that makeup was.
It
was
so Caroline.
Aisha, what?
When there's normally a Snatch Game.
Yes.
The Snatch Game is usually set up. It's not usually set, and Mary, you can tell me if I'm wrong or not. It's usually set like the, where they're in rows. Since it was Snatch Game of Love, it was done like the dating game, the old school dating game. The normal Snatch Game is where they sit in rows. Rue just kind of interacts with each one of them.
Okay.
And so they can kind of play off each other a little bit more instead of just like two people playing off two, where they were, you know, in groups of three, they could play off the entire cast.
Okay.
So this was a little bit different.
that's important to recognize that this is a little different. So I understand. So from what I've seen from pictures, they're seated in like almost like a desks kind of thing, but like out in front, like
a telethon type.
Like,
way to describe it. So that makes more sense to me, where there's like a lot more like interactiveness rather than just like one question to one. And like you said, the two judges, I don't know that Tommy and Jeffrey like really brought it here in terms of their own panache, if you will. Like, I didn't think that they were bringing it. Like, I don't think they were bringing the energy to our queens, and I certainly don't think it was reciprocated.
I felt like they needed like stand-up comedians to do it. Someone who's quick on their toes to be funny and then do that, like, and if, and then so you can kind of play. And I just thought they laughed a lot, and you're like,
I'm not quite sure what RuPaul has with this, the cast of 13 Reasons Why, but he's brought on a ton of them to the show.
We should dig in there, see if there's some sort of like a, you know, producer credit somewhere in there.
Yeah. Have you heard anything, Mary? Or is it just...
I just think they're kind of going for the younger kids now.
Just like the popularity factor.
Because like, I don't care about 13 Reasons Why. Every time I watch it, I'm like, that teenager would not have that many tattoos and drive that car. Be out for 6 days.
Nice.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, like, this sounds like shit.
Yes.
I've never watched it ever, but like they have constantly been coming on the show. They were on the last season. There's another two people that have been on the judging.
Well, let me just tell you, back in like 2017, the actual cast put out like a 13 Reasons Why We're RuPaul Drag Race super fans.
Oh, I just think there's 13 Reasons Why they have gay characters.
That's true.
Okay.
I totally sound like an old person now.
Yeah.
Like, too young. Hell. Nobody cares. It's not funny.
How did you get that car, youngin?
Yes.
Look here, abuela.
It's like the homeless kid has all these tattoos and like leather jackets, and he has this like custom built like vintage car. I'm like, that's some bullshit. You're
like, that shit costs money, yo.
Yes. Like, why doesn't he have a Cricket phone? I don't understand. He's supposed to be poor.
Oh my God, that's awesome. All right, so one section that I really liked about this, and I've never seen in the Maxi Challenge, is having Rue come out and do this like Tim Gunn, you know, mentoring. I thought that was really fun and really cool, and I really wish that he would do it every single week. Like, I really enjoyed having that much more Rue on.
Absolutely. He always makes them step their pussy up when you're right there and you're trying to sell yourself to Rue.
So. I say it all the time. You were right. And they get nervous too, you know, as you should, because it's RuPaul. It's a good time for him to just to show his mentor side, his like true drag mother, like, hello, mother, like, I'm here for you. What can I help you with? But also call your ass out when you're not stepping it up, which I like that he was not holding back.
Now, Aisha, you had mentioned in several of the other episodes, like, where the fuck's Rue? Where is Rue? Right. We had talked about like maybe this is like when he's off doing some other projects. So for this episode, for it to be like so much more time, I felt like very, like it was very cozy for me. I was very happy to see him around.
He's back.
I think it's because Snatch Game is usually like the one of the most popular of all the episodes of every season.
Yep, he's got to be there.
Let's hop into this first game with this first panel. We had Tommy as our judge, and who was on the panel for that first one?
All right, we have Alexis, who was Walter Mercado.
Oh, yes! Sorry, okay,
and then, it was super funny.
And then we have India, who Jeffree Star, Miss Cracker as Lady Gaga. I have absolutely no background to Walter Mercado.
Liberace meets, what was that one, like, mind reader, fortune teller that used to...
Like Dionne Warwick-ish.
Yes, or like that Jamaican woman, yes. Remember? She would be like...
Miss,
I can
Miss
read
Cleo?
Your mind.
Miss Cleo.
Yes, Miss Cleo.
Yes.
Like, okay. There would be no Miss Cleo without Walter Mercado. Like, there just wouldn't be. And he was extreme. He wore capes. He wore shiny and glittery and embroidered and tons of makeup. Big
is
hair.
That a wig?
That I don't know, but there is going to be a Walter Mercado documentary coming out later this month on Netflix that has every Latino. Like, we are ready for this. Oh,
okay. Mary, you've got to come on and do a little Love It or Leave It podcast for us on that. Because that fucking sounds amazing.
I don't even have to watch it to tell you, just love it. Like, I
done. She's well, like, I need you to come on and tell us why we should love it. I thought that Alexis did such an amazing job with Walter Mercado. Yeah. I mean, but I agree with you guys wholeheartedly. The key was to choose somebody who had a big personality to begin with, and that you could really dive deep, right? Like you could put on the outfit, do the hair, do the makeup, and really have a personality to impersonate. I thought the Lady Gaga choice was like, my eyebrow went like up to my hairline, and Cracker's hairline's very odd, as we've discussed.
Very odd.
And proportions.
Thank you. I just said that to Caroline last time. I was like, what the fuck is up with the wig? Where her hairline is, it's really, really distracting. Lady Gaga's not funny. Like, what about Lady Gaga makes you be like, oh my gosh, it just makes me just like doubled over laughing for this type of game. And Cracker is the comedy queen. So I am completely disappointed that he did not do better than he did.
And he picked the most boring Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Out of all the Lady Gagas.
What'd you put the like Barbie hair and the most like basic everything? Like what the fuck? You could have had like, remember when she wore like that cage shit around her and stuff? Like,
yeah, the meat dress, the egg.
The meat dress, yes.
Anything.
But still, she's not funny. Even if she, I mean, you know what I mean? Like he could have tried to play it off a little funnier with like something more interesting to look at, but not like the fucking Madonna's, right? Yeah. Madonna's look in Material Girl.
No, she was trying, that's when she was like up for an Oscar. So like you're trying to like look like a legit actor. So wearing the meat dress, no, they're going to take you as a musician. Okay, musicians are crazy. But then I thought Miss Cracker should have been like housewife from Atlanta, the white girl, crazy with the lips, Kim Zolciak.
Oh my gosh. That would have been good.
Yeah. Be a Southern crazy bitch. Be a designing woman. Yeah. Be a sugar baker.
Be a sugar baker. Yes. We're all about that.
Something.
Don't you think, when they do this show, and I was trying to like remember, I was trying to think, they already know, obviously they know there's going to be a Snatch Game. They know that they've got to prepare for a Snatch Game character. Why the F did you not come up with somebody other than that? I just cannot, it doesn't like make sense to me.
They should have asked their drag mother or some other old queen what would have worked. It was like last season. What was that? The one from, I think she was from Georgia. And she ended up doing the chick from Rocky Horror Picture Show. And everyone was like, what? Who?
Yeah.
It was.
they were like, what? It was so random.
It needs to be a caricature of a person.
Yes.
And that's what it was.
Bigger than life.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why Walter Mercado was a perfect pick. Alexis killed it, you guys, for me.
Like, yes.
I don't feel like she got enough attention at all this week.
I think she would have won had not Flavor Flav happened. But she
very true.
But I think that Blair, by picking Ellen DeGeneres, which was a great choice, he's just not a funny guy, right? He just could not pull it off. He just didn't have the stuff in his arsenal to really, really kind of make that come alive. The judges said it was just one note. I think that was the type of character that he could have really done something with. Because I think Ellen's got a lot. She could, you know, she's a comedian. You can pull up a whole bunch of things to say about her or to be her. It was boring.
Absolutely.
I also think that Ellen, while identifiable, is not over the top, is not like this big, boisterous voice. I mean, look at the outfit that Blair had on. It was like khakis or something. And like, I mean, come on. You know, this is your chance to do something. Go for it. And it was like, it was very controlled and very just like not interesting.
It's just showing that you can't act. I don't want to see it.
And it's, you know, it's fine. It's so funny because I think this is the one competition that most of the drag queens really dread. Some of them, like Blair, rely on the looks, movement, style. There's a lot about the outward appearance that some of the drag queens really like rely on when it comes to that extra little something, something, the dancing, lip syncing, the personality and all the other stuff that you kind of got to bring to be like that triple threat just doesn't have it. And a lot of them don't. And that's why it gets really, really scary for them. And then it gets crazy when you see how bad they do in this damn competition.
Yeah, that's why it's so hard. There are some great drag queens who cannot act and aren't impersonators. And that's fine. If it's part of the competition, you better fucking practice. You better come up with something. You think about that before you even audition. Who am I going to be for Snatch Game?
Exactly.
I mean, we all know I would be J-Lo.
We all know.
But hold on, Mary. So let's talk about that for a second, because J-Lo, while beautiful and striking fashion-wise, hair, makeup, everything, personality-wise...
No, she doesn't have a personality. No, that's why she has to look like that.
So you would choose, or would you be like, fuck that, I'm going with something extravagant?
It would be, and this is cliche, but it would be like a Cher. Or I would be like Celia Cruz. Ooh, that's who I would be. Celia Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Aisha, who would you be?
Oh, God. I would be one of those queens that would dread this because I don't have that comedic timing to just like pop off something funny like both of you do. So I would really struggle on this one. I would have to rely on my beauty. Sorry.
Okay. Guys. So you would be like Iman then. You just sit there and be beauty.
You could do a kick-ass Oprah, and she's got enough of those like sass individual lines where you could be like, but are you living your best life? There would be like specific lines you could say. Just because she has a very defined, you know what? Forget that whole big personality. A defined personality with like specific phrases.
I might be Michelle Obama.
There you go. There you go. You'd be talk about eating your vegetables. You'd be all, I'm becoming.
They go low, we go high.
See?
And you can't wear sleeves. Like, no sleeves.
I just have like. Just like cut arms.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. See, that'd be amazing. Yeah. I would love that.
I would also want to be like Elvira.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. This is the other side of Mary. She needs to tell you about her gothic side.
I love that though.
I love all things horror. So that would be nice. And titties. I like to show titties too. So that's nice. It's both.
That really suits you well, then, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I would say that's a good one, Mary. You would rock that. Mary's got that beautiful long hair that goes
Yeah,
all
but
the
you
way
know Mary's wearing a wig
waist.
For this. Come on. We're all wearing wigs. Give me a break.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
You got to step your pussy up. Come on. Put a wig on.
Please.
Okay.
Angina, who are you?
Okay. I'm going to be bald. Is that a problem, y'all? Is that a problem? Baldness? Oh.
All right. So in our second panel, we had Juju, Lee, Shay, and Blair. Now, of those three, I know you kind of hinted that Blair was just blah for you. Who stood out for you guys?
Shay.
You think Shay. Okay. For me, Shay, I absolutely, that was hands down my favorite. But I know you guys said that Alexis might have won had Shay not come out with Flavor Flav. But I really feel like Juju B might have been that second spot because that was the best Eartha Kitt I've seen on Snatch Game. Hands down.
I loved the spontaneity of the lines that she gave back. Like when they said, how will you heat me up? And then she thought, I would sensually walk to the thermostat and turn it up to a sensible 74. That had me just, I mean, I was laughing so fucking hard because it was so perfectly Eartha Kitt, perfectly Juju B. And like a perfect answer to like a salty question, like, oh, I'm going to give it to you back, but I'm going to be sexy, but I'm going to be like sensible sexy.
Sensible 74.
Two words to describe Juju B. Sensible sexy. Does that not describe her overall look most of the time? It's like that very sophisticated, very more modest overall look that I'm like, I love you so much. You are so... You just know yourself and you like do it perfectly.
It was ballsy to pick Eartha Kitt knowing so many people had done it before. Like, I thought I was going to be really mad at Juju B, who is my favorite in this competition right now. Just put that one off. Like, no, don't do Eartha Kitt. But then she did it and did it better than anyone else. It was like a ballsy move. And it worked out.
So does she get extra points for that? For saying like, I'm going to do one that's been done and I'm going to do it better?
Yeah. Like I said, it's ballsy.
It's like a job interview this whole time because they're trying to impress the judges, right? The judges ate that shit up. Basically, I'm talking about Rue and Michelle because they're really the ones that are making the decisions at the end.
The old bitches.
the old bitches make the decisions. So they ate it up and they see the talent that she's got. This is the shit that's like off the cuff. This is the true improvisation that she's bringing. And that's where you start seeing the triple threat. Who's got all of those things that's really going to be the major all-star? We've yet to see her lip sync. So I'm going to just pause on my actual thoughts on what she can bring to the table. But so far, she's got two of the three things that I'm looking for.
Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. Any of those?
She's a super cunt.
She's a super queen.
We gotta talk about Shay.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of taking a risk, what did you guys think about choosing Flava Flav?
I'm just blown away. She got every mannerism right. The way she was sitting, the way she was like using her hands, like making the jokes, or the cadence of the voice, like
the mouth movement, the movement of the mouth.
Yes.
I've had three experiences with Flava Flav, not sexual.
What?
But living in Vegas, I would see him all the time. But then,
oh shit.
The first time I saw him, I was ordering McDonald's. Don't judge me. And I hear the car behind me go, and a Happy Meal for my boy. And I like turn because I know that voice. And it's fucking Flava Flav behind me. And I was like, hey, Flav. And he like waved.
He's like, hey, Mayor.
Yeah, right? I saw him later at a casino and he was like, he walked outside to smoke and I was standing there and like, we hugged it out and I was like, thanks for the music. And it was just random.
Oh my Remember God. When you could hug? Oh my God, y'all.
Yeah, and I miss it. And then the third time, this is really fucking funny. It was flying back from Orlando to Vegas after a Zumba convention where you're exhausted. And I fell asleep and then I woke up to Flava Flav asking me, you want any peanuts, Ma? He was handing out the peanuts on the flight, on a Southwest
what?
Flight. Yeah.
Stop.
Because everybody was like, huh, Flav's on there. So he thought it was funny and grabbed like the basket of peanuts from the flight attendant and was handing it to everybody.
Yeah. Again, remember when you could take things from others and eat on a flight and whatnot?
On a plane and go somewhere.
And fly, right? Oh, wow. That's hilarious.
The pushing the crown back a little bit on his head. There was little certain moves that he did that were like perfectly Flav, like ridiculously perfect.
And you don't even have to see Flav. Once you just hear him, you're like, oh, that's Flava Flav.
Though extra points for Shay, totally had lines, little rhymes, little like moments that were ready to go, you know?
And don't y'all love seeing them when they have to act all dude-like?
Yes.
I love it.
We talked about that with the CMZ, that like them in that like workroom setting with the backwards hats was like one of our favorites.
I love when they have to like butch it up.
Do either of you guys agree with Michelle that it was like a huge risk to go with a hetero guy?
Yes, it is.
When Michelle said that, it's what I was thinking, and I'm sure what other people were thinking too. Like, oh, how is it going to go when you're actually trying to play a male character? I thought that Shay was going to bring it because the way she did it in CMZ, I kind of already got a little taste of her butching it up a little bit. So when she did it, I was like, okay, we're going to be good.
They usually have better personalities giving the line. That would have been a good episode for like a Whoopi Goldberg, like the last time, like somebody who can play along. And they just were too scared to, they weren't quick enough. Or at least bring in like Raven or somebody who can play along.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they just were just there to just ask the question. They were just like placeholders almost.
It forced Ruth to respond more to them.
And he normally does, kind of the one that's doing most of the talking anyway. The camera's always on him to see how hard he laughs. You know, did you notice how hard he was laughing on some of the ones?
Oh, I love when he laughs like that. Like the real laugh.
His real laugh, where he just like busts out. That was what he was doing.
So I know that Aisha's favorite part of every maxi challenge is the runway show.
Come a go.
I love the runway. I love the runway. I live for the runway. Yes, because I don't want to see bad acting all the time.
No.
Like the CMZ, I don't like it. I'll paint my nails. I'm like, I'll watch it, but I'm not like dissecting every moment.
Mary, I'm like you. I'd rather just, if it wasn't for this podcast, I'd be fast forwarding to some of these maxi challenges, especially the ones where they have to act. That's the worst.
You're like a skin. Yes. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
I love that.
We already know the bitch can act. Let's move on.
What'd you guys think of Rue's dress this week?
Stunning.
Yes. Yes.
The best one. Mm-hmm. The best look.
And the yellow eyeshadow, too.
I mean, oh, yes. That white wig. Mm-hmm. Woo! Mm-hmm. I was like, I just had to pause it. Because, you know, every time the runway starts, I also put my hand up like Rue does to the sky.
Mary, did you know this about
and
her?
I'm not surprised.
She reaches up to the sky like Hamilton style, like the kind of shoot to the ceiling.
When the song comes, boom, 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 and then she poses and the hand goes up. My hand also goes up. Anyway, so I had a moment and then And then I pulled my hand down and she came through and I was like, what? Shut it down. Shut it down in that gorgeous dress. It was just really stunning.
She was like walking summer.
Stunning.
Just walking summer.
Mm-hmm. And you hear Michelle? She said, "Bitch, take your time."
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I feel like I've said that to Aisha on many a trip because that bitch really takes her time.
How does she know me so well?
Oh my God. I have heard some bitching on various Facebook pages about the fact that Rue doesn't do her own makeup and hair.
A bitch shouldn't. She made it. J-Lo don't do her own hair and makeup. Cher don't do her own hair and makeup. You made it. She already did the shit. She put together her outfits with pins and needles back in the day. Bitches made
it. I wouldn't even need to make it. I just need the money.
True.
You're like, I would just tell myself I made it every day. What with the dollars?
Especially since Sephora's not doing the free makeovers anymore.
Is that over for us forever, Mary?
I haven't even walked into a makeup place because, well, the Rona, but I know it won't be the same and I will be disappointed.
Maybe they'll find a new way to do it. We'll have to hope.
A new way to share bacteria?
Yeah, to let us sample things that other people have touched as well.
Oh, man.
My favorite actually is the fact that we would actually sample the shit in the airport, Mac. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Think about the fact that we're at an international airport. Like, I'm just going to dab this on my face. I'm sure no one else is.
Yeah, put it in my waterline.
Yeah. Do right? Can you shove it directly into my eye? Because that would really help me know if this is going to brighten my eye.
I swear we went to that Mac in Cancun when we last year, right? When we were leaving in the airport.
We always go to that one. Yes, fuck yeah. Every time I'm like, there it is. I'm going to need to buy some various product here.
I bought a lipstick. I think I tried on a couple.
When he travels, as he travels a lot, there was this one thing that was an airport exclusive. It was like a travel brush set in the shape. It was like a big dildo looking lipstick.
Love it.
Container. And at first it was only in the airports. And I made him go to three different airports on his trip. And he even asked one guy, he was like, "You don't have any more?" And he's like, "No." He goes, "Are you sure?"
Oh my God. You're like, "Don't start shit for me. You're going to make my life a living hell when I get back to Houston."
He knows better. He better come back with that dildo.
Yes.
Shit. If I have said that once, I haven't said that 1,000 times. What did you guys think of Cracker's take on the prom queen fantasy full of back knee and whatnot?
I think it was a cute little play on it. It wasn't serious. Brought his little comedy back. The pink dress, the acne, the teen angst.
It was palpable.
All of that. And it's real to me. My personal life, I could feel.
Poor Aisha's living in the soupy waters of angstville.
This is Aisha's 13 reasons why.
Exactly.
This is my friend.
Aisha's over there writing on the chalkboard, reason number 11. She's just making her list every week.
Back knee.
I felt it. It was deep down in my soul. And I thought, okay, it's nothing super interesting or, no fantasy, but that's kind of how I thought about it.
I thought it was all right. Aisha, don't get offended. I would think that the girl that has the acne problem in the back knee would have a worse dress. So that would have made it funnier.
Probably. You're right.
The nature of life.
Did the slumped shoulder.
Oh my God. The Diary of a Wimpy Kid posture of walking around fucking everywhere. This evening I was making a dish in which I used ghee instead of butter.
Fuck you with that, right? Caroline,
my son comes over and is what is this? And I said, we're using this tonight instead of butter. And I said, I thought you'd like this because you told me you didn't like butter. He literally goes, "Who told you I don't like butter?" Like that. And I said, "Well, because when I made pancakes this weekend, you said no butter." And he goes, "I don't like them on my pancakes." I was like, "Get out my face." "Fuck you and your butter discrimination. Okay? I'm sick of this shit. Come back later when you know what's up with your condiments."
I feel you.
Let's get into Alexis. What did we think of this?
Well,
is that right?
I honestly thought this was the most flattering look I had seen on her.
True. That was.
Statuesque.
But did you think prom?
No.
Well, she said pageant. Quinceañera vibe.
That wasn't even quinceañera vibe. Pageant. Quinceañera vibe would have been bigger. Big.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah. I was
No, she looked great in it. I just didn't get prom.
But I really loved her hair. I'm a big wig lady. Mm-hmm. And I loved that hairstyle.
No, that was one of her best looks. It just didn't scream prom to me.
Some of those looks that she sports and does not have any issue with her entire abdomen on showcase. Mm-hmm. I want to scream, like, you're not doing yourself any favors, Abdomen. Like,
match that shit up.
I know, right? All right, India. She called herself Morticia Adams.
No.
Exactly.
No. Something about her fake titties don't look.
Yes. I was going to say Morticia would like throw up on the floor due to your saggy ass titties.
And again, not them. Prom.
She said gothic prom.
Not even that. No.
They literally look like sandbags that were lopped over her girdle corset situation.
Remember when she wore them for one of the lip sync battles and they bitches were just flapping like more than a real tit. Like it wasn't good.
Yeah.
She needed the tit money to get new titties. But
all of those things. The amount of times Mary just said tit, that is the amount of times I thought about how bad those tits look. And I didn't really get the, like she was crying and had like the sad ass mascara. Was this also leaning into the angst or what?
That whole gothic thing and just like trying to like make it look scarier. I'm not really sure. And I feel like she used that same corset in that last look.
And titties.
And titties as well.
I wasn't a fan of that one for sure.
All right. How about Blair and her gender bending illusion?
I thought that was very cool. You always ask me about Blair. I'm always have something positive to say about her. I love her creativity. Now, sometimes she's not quite in the category, let's be honest. But sometimes she just kind of steps outside that box and really comes up with something different. And I thought this look was really, really interesting. And I love the tuxedo dress, the top hat. I loved it all. Like I loved the crown underneath. The reveal with that was awesome. There were layers to it, and it was really, really cool.
Do you know what it reminded me of?
What?
Trying to drag out the suits from, was it Dumb and Dumber?
That's what
it reminded me of.
They were like orange.
Yeah.
Yes, like the color scheme.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I thought she looked great. Again, the prom thing wasn't really there until she took the hat off and the crown. I thought that was good and genius. And I loved her hair, speaking of wigs, like the finger waves with like, I don't know, rhinestones. It was like a sparkly Betty Boop head. I did love that.
She does some good wigs. She does good, great
That was wigs. Very Victor Victoria to me, like having that whole like gender bend, you know, illusion part.
Yes.
But also that same like that wave. It's very like 20s, that like kind of, you know, run your finger molded kind of hair. And I agree with you. The makeup was fantastic. You're so right, Aisha, about that Blair. Really, her look, her actual visual is so important because she does blow you away on that side that when she's behind a wall or something, it's like, oh, she's got no shot here, you know, just not happening. Let's do Juju. What do we think about Juju B?
80s crimped hair, purple dress. She was the only one that was actually in the category.
Yes. Yeah,
she took the category literally and like brought Caroline's favorite gem in the holograms back to life.
Truly, truly, truly outrageous.
Outrageous.
Oh my God.
That's how, was that not? I mean, I was like, there it is.
Yeah.
Gem.
But you know what?
I felt like she could have taken the 80s further, like given me Teen Witch, give me Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Helen Hunt at the end. Like,
yeah.
Really?
More like neon, more makeup, like bigger.
Yes.
The 80s was like a time for some real outrageous makeup. So I agree, she was more subdued than necessary.
But she had butterflies on, and I don't associate butterflies with the 80s. To me, that was like the 90s bullshit Nelly Furtado. Like, I remember shopping for
Spears.
Prom dresses, and everything had a butterfly or a dragonfly or some bullshit.
Right.
I didn't want an insect unless it was a roach like Tracy Turnbull.
Nice.
I did want
a little hairspray action. Listen to this. I give you a little Victor Victoria. You give me a little hairspray. I'm like fucking bring in the musical theater this evening.
We are.
Oh my God. I love
Juju. But I did love her hair.
She's fantastic. She has a style unto herself. And that is the thing that I will say, that she sticks to who she is. You know, like she can be Eartha Kitt, but she's Juju B doing Eartha Kitt. She can do the 80s, but she's still going to be Juju B doing the 80s. For good or for bad.
But I just don't feel like she's taking it far enough. I just feel like she's being so safe on the runway every week. Every week she's just being safe. And is that like enough? You know, where Blair's using her look and her creativity to kind of get her further. Jujubee's kind of relying on her personality and her comedy and her essence to kind of get her through. So I don't know if her looks are big enough or like wow enough to get her all the way, even though I'm really rooting for her. And I think that she's gorgeous and I think she's doing a great job. I just don't know if the runway looks her like as impressive as I'd like them to be.
If she wins, it's going to be on personality, not like because mm-hmm. necessarily talent.
You know what, Mary? I'm going to say if she wins, it's because someone else fucks up. Because I think that she is like steady Betty here, okay? Like, I think she has been herself. Mm-hmm. She's been super consistent. She has brought stuff to each maxi challenge. She has just been like a B plus, like right in there doing her part. Being, you know, she isn't someone that's going to drag down the skit or fuck up the room remodel. But she's also not going to be like top of the heap ever. But if Shay does something to fuck up, Cracker's starting to do things that are kind of a little like, that's not that great mm-hmm. over here. They're almost going to sink their own ships and let mm-hmm. her.
And she just right there.
And you let them.
Yeah. Yeah. Let them sink their own fucking ships.
She's going to be over there sipping her tea, just waiting.
Mm-hmm. She is by far my favorite little confessional clips. Like those little like moments, those little interview moments. Oh my God. I live for
her. Where she's like, yes. I'm going to sit there and watch.
Yes.
I'm intrigued. Yes.
Or like how she'll think aloud and she'll say things like, do you think something's going on over there? Like she'll just like lean into the camera. I'm like, oh, damn, Jujubee.
Was it Jujubee that said like about who was lying? Like, well, India isn't a good actress.
Yes.
So maybe it was Alexis.
Exactly.
I thought that was like... kind of genius.
Oh my God. I love it. I love it so much. Okay. So let's get down to our last one. Shay. Yeah. Shay. What did we think about old Shay?
So this was the Carrie inspired look.
And what? Finale. Also that mix, right? Of her like Shay.
The finale.
So Mary, did you see her in her season? Because I did
not. Yes.
Talk us and through that, Mary, because there's a lot of people who didn't see that moment, but they continuously flashback to that second when the drag queen's taken off her wig and the roses are falling out.
And it was at the perfect moment of the song and Shay was behind. So she was just like spotlight and that just sealed the deal. Everyone thought Shay was going to win, but that nobody had seen that wig reveal, but it wasn't another wig. It's fucking rose petals. That was brilliant. Brilliant.
The queen who took her wig off, why did that get heightened to the point of it being like everything that has defined Shay?
It's just imagine somebody like beats you in whatever game at the last second. Like it was that Hail Mary pass. And that's what took you out of the game, that like sneak move.
Nice.
But the point, I think the problem is that it was in Shay's head. The rest of America has gotten over it.
She said it hasn't. She was saying mm-hmm. like at her meet and greets, like people will come and drop fucking rose petals and like talk about that moment. So
she
like,
did say that, yep.
Imagine every time someone's like, hey, Aisha, and you're like, remember when you fell?
Or worse, you guys are both fitness instructors. I mean, there's times when you guys are on stage and you might invite someone on stage or maybe even you're doing some sort of jam or something. What if you got showed up so bad that like everybody saw it and it's been replayed for fuck's sake on this season? It's been replayed at least 3 times where they've made us see that again. How do you live that down within a very small community?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I see how it's affected her. And I think it was brave for her to actually use that, come out and like kind of own it, right? Like mm-hmm. if you can't beat them, join them. So she did it. She just joined. She just said, hey, this is how I'm going to own this moment. And I'm going to incorporate the whole look. And the funny thing is that who's an All-Stars? It's not the other one that was that won that season. She's here. You know what I mean? Shay's in this season. She's the one that's representing. And so it's kind of like, you've got the payback already. Here it is. You're showing everybody you're the all-star or you're one of the best. And to have that grace and to show how she really feels about it and like that vulnerability, but also like rise above it was really, really, it was great to see. And I kind of applaud her for that.
It was just, it was an iconic moment that was like not in her favor. Like, yeah, you were there for that iconic moment, but you weren't the one who was victorious.
Mm-hmm. So ladies, it was showing that. I'm not going to say this easily. Sasha Velour.
Oh, Sasha Velour.
I was like wanting to say Sasha. Now I'm not going to be able to say it again. Sasha Velour.
Sasha Velour.
My mouth can also not say Arnold Palmer without having to think of that really hard. I'm like, Arnold Palmer. Like, Palmer. I can never say it. Like, I'm like, Sasha. I would have put that H in the front. Sasha. Velour. Like, I can't.
I know you want to say Aisha.
I do.
Okay.
Aisha Velour.
Velour. I should have been
Aisha Velour. I mess with this. Maybe you should get to, maybe since Mary is your drag queen mama, maybe she actually can rename you as she sees fit.
You know what? We did remember that we were supposed to have someone name you. You're supposed to have a true drag queen.
So, Mary, the sitch is that one of my daughters is deafblind. And specifically in the deaf community, when you get your name sign, a deaf person needs to be the person who gives you your name sign. It can't just be you made one up for yourself. Like, that's no. Has to be somebody else that is in the deaf community. So I was like, you know what? Is it okay for me to even pick my own name? Because this is like not okay. But for Aisha specifically, again, Mary's your madre here. I feel like she's got to give it to you.
Mother.
Be like, what is my name, child?
Mother.
I really have to drink on this one.
I want you to. Just,
I know.
Again, exactly. She's like an onion. There's layers.
Oh, layers.
Yes.
This is really true. Have to drink layers. Layers.
You could have said so many things. You could
so
have been like, it's like a pussy. There's like hair and then lips and then wetness deep down in her gooey sail.
Oh my God. And then you open up the lip.
What?
Oh my God.
Now Mary's taking it too far. No, we're all like hanging on it. Like, that one happens, man. What does Mary do?
You blow on it.
Oh my God. You have to lick it before you stick it. Oh my God.
Oh God. We are so funny.
Awesome. Okay, you guys. So now we're down to the judging. What'd you guys think?
Oh man.
What'd you think?
So I'm so glad Rue's back and actually talking this week. Thank you, Rue, for coming back. But like, in my opinion, some seasons he's really, really chatty. This season, I feel like he's kind of passed a little bit on to Michelle a little bit more to be like, hey, take over a little bit more this season. You do your thing here and I'll just kind of pipe up when I need to. And I feel like Michelle is being super nice. Like sometimes she's bitchy. Sometimes she is like really bitchy, right, Mary?
I would say she is nicer.
She's been real nice this season, right?
But I just didn't know this because it was like Queen's coming back and it's like, not like the regular seasons.
Don't you think that those queens are the ones that can take it though? I mean,
yeah, but doesn't it seem like a lot like she's got like previous relationships? Like I thought her entire conversation with Mayhem was like all about previous relationships from past seasons.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She does, I'm sure. And you know, a lot of times like she'll go on tour with a lot of the queens.
Mm-hmm.
What tour was it that they did in, there was a one in Europe?
The Work the World.
The Work the World one, but then not the one we saw. Mary and I went to the one here in Houston, not that one, but there was another set of queens that did Europe and they did just different countries. And she was on that one. She was with
was
them
the
on
Uranus
that one,
tour.
Sort of. The Uranus tour, yeah.
Exactly. The EU tour.
So anyway, so yeah.
EU.
So what did you say?
EU tour.
EU tour, yeah. The Uranus. So I think she just was being really, really cool. They were very nice to all of them. I wrote on all of my notes, literally, they're always like, look is great. Look is received well. Look is great. Look is cute. Look is good. I mean, nobody said anybody looked like shit.
Which they should have said to India.
Nobody said India's titties look terrible.
Which is a crying shame.
Nobody.
Because they did.
Along with me, because I missed it totally. But they did, you know, they did call them out with the Snatch Game and praise the Snatch Game where they needed to as well. So I don't know. Did you find that one particular contestant got better or worse reviews than others?
No, I feel like they're going through the motions. Like they're judging them, but they're not really judging them because they're also not choosing who goes. They're just choosing the one on top. That's easy. So I just think
that's true.
Which, how do you guys feel about that? If you don't choose the one who goes, but you just have to say who does the best, then is that really like actually kind of messed up judging?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I guess. I mean, in a way, it's like you just are swaying their opinions. The rest of the cast will go back and take that all into consideration, right?
No.
Or do you think that they don't even give a shit? They're just doing what they want to do.
If I was in the show, like I said, and let's say Shay or Alexis or Jujubee was there, I'm going to vote for the bitches that I know have a good chance of winning to leave. Not because I don't like them or anything personal, but like it's helping my chances if the good bitch is gone. Like, I don't care if India stays, but like Shay can be the one that beats me.
I think that your strategic talk is making you a perfect reality show judge and or contestant, because you get it. Like, you get how this needs to be played. However, I do want to point out, because of the way that they're doing this, besides the idea that the judge just sort of like says who's on top, this could actually be like a self-contained, almost Survivor-ish game, where it's like no judges need to necessarily be there to say who's in the bottom. If it was almost just mailed into them, like, hey, we off here think that this one's on top, you guys figure out the rest, it could actually be like a very isolated game. Do you know what I mean? Well, we're not coming to the judges for information. Like, we could really just do this.
The judges are just there to look pretty, okay? That's it. Mm-hmm. And provide some comic relief. I think that's like the whole thing. But I think, I mean, this is a whole new rules, right? This is the first time they've played this type of judging and the whole new rules this season. So who knows if it'll carry on or they'll change it for the next time. But it seemed like they're really just put themselves out of a job, to be honest.
I think they're just like dialing it in. Like, all right, I'll get dressed up and sit there and make some dick jokes. And then
I know. progressive poetry.
Yes.
Oh my God, with that. Oh my God. Okay, so we have to get into the biggest scandal that has rocked this season thus far. This whole entire India, Alexis, who did what to the who now? But we're going to be honest with Shay, but not really, but we don't know. What the fuck happened? Mary, I want you to tease this out for us. I want you to tell us who did what. What do you think? Is there footage out there that they're going to reveal? What the fuck's up?
I was waiting for that footage. So India is saying that when she was on the bottom, that Alexis and Mayhem came to her saying to vote for Shay. And now Alexis is saying that didn't happen and there's no evidence. I, just because of my feelings on India, think she's making some shit up.
Agree.
And if Alexis did do it, well, then she's just playing the game.
Here's the deal, though. And I'm going to just like, and I agree with you totally, because you just said exactly what I would have said, too. I think that Alexis has already proven that she's not the type of queen that's going to talk behind people's backs, because she'll say it right to your face. Mm-hmm. India has already proven that she's a shady boots bitch that will do some stuff outside the house and mess up relationships in her real life just to cause some drama. So why would she bring the same shit to this show?
Because they live for it. Shady bitches live for it.
Exactly. And I just feel like you already have shown that you do that. And she felt like she was on her way out. And it was just like her way of just like trying to stir up trouble before she left, which really sucks, because I thought Alexis like had her back. Alexis had her back this whole time. And I think that's why Alexis was so upset, because she got sideswiped. She got slapped in the face. And she's like, I thought you were my friend. And look what you're doing. You know, look what you did to me, basically. That was my take on it. And I think that until we see some footage of what it actually happened, I really don't know exactly how she did it or how she really held on to that lie to the end.
Well, and that's the thing. So, okay. So my feelings on this are like several fold, girls. Okay. Like labia majora, labia minor, whatnot. Okay. All right. So we've got several layers here. So my whole deal is,
what about the clitoris?
Oh, that's the star of the fucking show. I'm not even considering that a layer. I'm considering that like
pearl.
I was going to say like the Aphrodite coming out of the shell kind of thing. Okay. It's like a whole thing.
Okay.
So for me, I felt like India, if you had something to say, you should have fucking said it when you found out, not wait until the moment it served you best. That alone is gameplay, bullshit, whatever. Okay. Two, I feel like it could have very well have been said, like, hey, you know, it might make sense to get someone, one of the top dogs out of here right now. And that's not campaigning. That's just talking to your friend. Campaigning would require a lot more of them, which was pointed out by all the other queens. They were all like, if she was campaigning, wouldn't she need to talk to more of us? That's a campaign, right? Like, everyone's got to be on board or not or whatever. But there's no secret campaigning. Campaigning by design is an all-out effort to get everyone. So come on with all this. I think something could have been played up. Something was probably legitimately said and then got played up at the specific time that India needed some shit to say about Alexis.
I'm sure something was said like, hey, we got to take the top dog.
Yeah, because that makes sense,
and then
right?
Everybody, mm-hmm. India, knowing, oh, top dog is Shay, and just kind of associated Shay with that without actually like it being said. If I was Shay, I wouldn't be pissed that there was a campaign that would, to me, say like, ooh, I got in all these bitches' minds. They're afraid. I would use that.
I absolutely would too.
I'm a dirty
bitch. Who fucking wouldn't? I mean, God, there's a lot of money on the line here. And for yes. some of these queens, don't y'all feel like this is like paying their rent?
More than just their rent and their debt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So, I mean, it matters. Like, they need to win this money. This is not just like, you know, oh, that's nice extra, you know, like shit. So, God, would you guys do this? Would you take like a small kernel and blow it up just to fuck up the game?
Well, I mean, I think that me personally, I would not. And I think that's what India is like. I think it just depends on the personality of the queen. And this is how I feel about the whole show. A lot of them come in there and they have this sisterhood and they are close friends and they've gone on tour together. Some of them are roommates. Some of them are drag sisters or whatever it is. They have all these connections, right? And so they come into this competition knowing that they're all competing for this money and they want it. But they also have these issues of trying to like not go against friendships. And so that's where it gets freaking messy. I just don't see anybody being that ballsy and trying to like take out top dogs like we would on a regular reality show, like a Survivor or a Big Brother or whatever else. Because it's not the same. They don't come in there with those relationships like these ladies do. So that's like why I don't feel like it's the same way to think about it.
I just think they don't say it. Like if you don't own it, then it can't be proven. It does kill me that they're always like the next episode, like, let's see who voted for who.
I
would just keep my mouth shut.
Oh my
That's exactly what I said.
The whole aftermath, let's talk about who voted for who, is like the biggest like middle school, let's read your note at the front of the class kind of bullshit that makes you want to just like throw up.
That's what makes me think like that's the scripted part. Like you have to read and say who you voted for. Because why would you?
That's the shady part.
Yeah. Like, why would you? Even if I show you like you and I are against and if you were my biggest threat, I'd be like, no, girl. I don't know who voted
exactly.
for you.
Exactly. I'd be like,
I don't know.
Did you not know when you stepped in the workroom that we were going to be like not about friends?
And when I win, I'll take you to buy a purse and not from TJ Maxx. But we'll get you a real good purse.
You give me that, Louie?
Oh,
okay. All right. Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
My God.
I mean, because you go into a competition to win.
Yeah. You guys also, you know, on Untucked, when they showed Alexis little clip actually helping India, like walking through the steps and being like, okay, tell me your lines. And even like pushing harder and being like, come on, we only have like an hour. You got to get better at this. How does that seem like the same person who would just, I don't know. That seems shitty to me that then India thought, you know what, this is the time for me to go be like an ass to Alexis right now.
She was drowning. She needed something to stay in.
Ugh.
And I think the reason she got by is because she was just annoying everyone. Like, you're just making the process worse. Like, we're not enjoying it because you're here. You're not a threat, but we don't even want you here. You're just annoying.
You're bad juju.
Yeah.
You're bringing the bad karma.
And I was so proud, you know, that Shay made the right decision.
Oh, so I was just going to say that one line that Alexis says when she's like looking into the camera and she's like, you're a liar, India. This is why Derek doesn't like you. And I was like, whoa, that is like some deep, like multiple, like dual personality. Like Derek doesn't like you, India. I was like,
that tells you that Derek was kind of right. Like we all thought Derek was just like dramatic and like butthurt over all the shit that happened in their real life. But the honest truth was like, we're seeing she was right. And we better be watching out for old India and her shenanigans.
Too true.
Not anymore. She
oh
gone.
My God.
Yep.
Okay, you guys, Lip Sync Assassin. We got to talk about that. We didn't talk about it. And I am just chomping at the bit to talk about it. Please. Please, hit me up with it, ladies. Tell me why I should love her.
Miss Vanjie. Just tell her, Mary, because she does not understand the love of Vanjie. This is Caroline's first time seeing Vanjie, right?
Yeah, it is.
She's loud and amazing. Is she the prettiest? No.
Nope.
Is she the most talented? No. She just goes balls to the wall.
She's just entertaining, yes. Like, as hell. It's just like, I can't explain. So I don't think this is a good, for Caroline, it wasn't a good first impression of Angie. So if you've never seen her before, you've got to do some back study on Ms. Vanjie to get the full appreciation
Guys,
of
I
her.
Guys, I could not appreciate her at all because I thought this outfit was very like Kids Incorporated, like Britney Justin years. Like, I hated it. I thought it was super ugly and I didn't like any of her moves like at all. I mean, all of her moves were so silly and just like not well done. I just didn't get it. I'm willing to listen. I want to hear the argument about why she's a good queen. I didn't see it.
Well, Vanjie isn't a Madonna type queen. Like, I don't think there would be one Madonna song that I think Vanjie could do well. Like, she needs some raw Cardi shit. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not the typical queen. Like, because she's kind of just raw. I wouldn't say edgy, because that would give her more creativity.
And she's hood. Hood.
Yeah, she's just hood. Like, she got a fucking, like, chest tattoo.
That's amazing.
But I just, that was my thing, was also, like, you brought Vanjie in on Open Your Heart.
Yeah.
Madonna. Like, what? I was expecting when Vanjie popped out, I have been waiting for Vanjie to come out since the show started. I knew she was coming. I knew it. I had it. I just was like waiting. And you brought Miss Vanjie out to Madonna Open Your Heart. Mm-hmm. Please, somebody stop, you know?
And it should have been like, some like okay. Bodak Yellow, Salt and Pepper, Lizzo.
Yes.
Like something. Yes. Like yeah. Not. Like, it shouldn't have even been Cher. Like, it needed to be raunchy.
Yeah, something like where she could get real, real, real hood on.
And them. I think so that's why Shay won. She was doing more of, like, the classic Madonna feel.
I have to say, yes. When Shay came on camera in her lip sync outfit, I don't do this often, but I went like this. Like, I thought she looked so striking. The wig, the outfit was so good. I just thought it really caught my eye.
I liked those see-through booties she was wearing. Mm-hmm. They made her look longer.
There was so much.
But that she needed
right,
that.
I know, right? Her legs are like 25 feet long.
Yes. Well, Caroline, you know, you're always saying whenever they come out for lip syncing, like, why did they put those outfits on when they know they've got to dance, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, this made no sense. Like, what? The outfit didn't match the song. And they know right. the song. So why would they put that outfit with that or whatever? It's like when she came out in that outfit, she came to play. She knew. I was like, oh, she come in to dance. Like, when I saw the outfit and how she was dressed, I was like, oh, here we go. She is going to kill it. Like, there's going to be splits. There's going to be a death drop. There will
but
be
like, I all, didn't sides think
of, all sorts of movement.
Death drop needed to be in that Madonna
Thank
song.
You. It wasn't Thank that, you. And also, that like, you're going to put song. It in the first line of the song? That
no, was so no. out of place. It was all yes. misplaced. Mm-hmm. It was like she threw everything at the wall to see what stuck.
Yes.
You know, and it just didn't hit. It missed. But that was not her fault. The thing is like, I can see past it because I like Vanjie so much. It wasn't her fault. It was the song. And it was just not her song.
No, she needed some hood shit. Some H-Town fucking screw trap
that
shit.
That makes so much more sense to me. Everything you're saying, I can see that as her personality and like her overall like vibe was just like, I don't get her. I don't get what she's doing here. I do have to say though, Shay, for me, I mean, Aish, you often bring up the depth of someone's drag. And I feel like Shay has brought it at all different levels. Like, I don't care what song they have thrown at her. She has been able to do it so far, so good. I don't know if there's going to be some genre they're going to throw in here that she's going to just like plummet.
I'm waiting. I feel she's got the depth and she is my front runner. I really don't think unless she truly fucks something up, I just don't see her falling out of that number one position.
That's a perfect segue into getting into like our top three. So tell me your top three. Mary, we're going to start with you. Guess first. Who would be your top three here?
Okay, starting with number three, it would be Alexis Mateo. Just because we talked about it, some of her outfit choices, or I know we need to be a little bit more body positive, but she's my number three. Number two even though I know I'm probably not right, would be Shay. And it's only because I stand for Jujubee. She's an original OG. And I've been watching from the beginning when they had like fucking just feather boas and shit. Like there was not the drag race that is now. And I just love her.
I love that. I love that. Aish, hit us with your top three.
Okay, my top three are Blair is my third, then Jujubee, then Shay. Those are my three. Sticking with Blair as that third spot.
Boring.
See, Alexis, though, has shown us so much more going on. It all depends on, for me, whether this is going to be so much more about your look versus your ability to handle all these maxi challenges and be willing to like pivot. Because for me, I think that Juju and Alexis have both really been doing a great job of like pivoting in different maxi challenges. Where I think Blair, I mean, if it's look and look alone, I mean, she does do an amazing job with just looking gorgeous so often. But Shay, for me, I mean, I think she has it all. Like, she's shown a creative side. She's got the makeup and the wigs and the comedy and quick wit in all these different challenges. I have not seen her fall on anything yet. So I'm afraid it's hers to lose. And I think Jujubee will be sitting right there ready to snatch that crown. I think it's going to be perfection.
Right. Amazing.
Oh,
amazing.
My gosh. Thank you so much for coming on this week, Mary. You're invited back anytime you'd like to drag race with
us. That was fun. I feel like I just like gave you a dissertation.
Well, we love having you so much.
It's a doctorate. It's a doctorate. I know. Doctorate. She has given us a mini dissertation. We need to defend that thesis.
We'll absolutely have to have you come back on for a finale, like without a doubt, and you're welcome to come back anytime.
Oh, absolutely.
Anytime. And now.
And can I lip sync for my
life?
Yes. I know this is a podcast, but.
Podcast for your life.
I would kill it.
My gosh. And for sure, anytime you want to come on over with your Walter Mercado documentary, I want to hear more.
Yeah. It's end of this month. I'm waiting.
I love it. I love it so much. Well, this is Caroline.
And this is Aisha.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.
Pod Clubhouse.